Diary, September 1898, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia, September 1st to 22nd, 1898, Sunnyside, Kooranbong. This day my left eye has been troubling me with weakness and painful twitching. I am presenting my case to the Lord in prayer. He will heal me. I believe He will do the work which His power alone can do. I have had several hours interview with Brother Daniels from Melbourne. He has moved his family and Sister Graham from Melbourne to Sydney. Brother Starr, Brother Daniels, and W.C. White have had a long, interesting conversation in regard to the future of the work. We feel deeply interested that the work shall move healthfully and solidly. We thought several changes should be made of laborers in the field to give them a change and to have different elements brought into the work. Brother Morse arrived this forenoon. Our conversation was pleasant and satisfactory. Sunnyside, Kooranbong. I spoke in the chapel to a large number. Quite a number of unbelievers were present. My text was Luke 10, verse 25 to 28. Willie, May, the children, Mabel, and the twins went with me to the workers' railroad builders' camp. I spoke to about one dozen women. The men kept afar off. Monday was mail day, and I rose early to write, but the work pressing upon me was left half done because of having so little time. I must bear my testimony to our people in Africa. I fear that their money will prove the ruin of their souls. The mail is gone, and I am relieved of a burden. I have been writing night after night, sometimes at 11 o'clock, at other times at 10 o'clock, and often at 2 o'clock a.m., and I was nearly worn out with taxation. Wednesday wrote to Maggie Hare, who is visiting in New Zealand. We feel deeply over the sorrows. Heaven can heal, but does not, because the afflicted will not come unto their Savior Jesus Christ, that they might have life. He gives the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden," etc. Matthew 11, verse 28. Wednesday wrote again to Maggie Hare. Sunnyside, Kooranbong. We have a crowded table with those we take care of through the meeting. On such occasions, we want to do all we possibly can to help. We have precious seasons of prayer. Drawing nigh to God in faith means that fulfillment of the promise, His drawing nigh unto us. We must believe that God is, and is a rewarder of all who diligently seek Him. My heart thirsts for God, for the living God. Thursday, I read about 25 pages of calligraph copy in regard the school grounds. It was to me, and I think to all, a very solemn occasion. I hope and trust the Lord will make this reading a blessing to all who heard it. The room was full to close packing. Then we had the pleasure of hearing testimonies borne by our ministering brethren in expressions of thankfulness and gratitude for the light given me of God. We feel deeply grateful for this light. The students and others who had come to the meeting bore testimony that was good, which led us to see that the matter brought before them was making its impression. It made me very weary to read this matter, for I felt intensely over the subject. I could not do much writing through the day, but we had profitable counsels. Sunnyside, Kooranbong. Sunday there was a very important meeting. A large number were in attendance. Elder Daniels preached an excellent discourse, and all who heard him were much pleased. Many not of our faith were present. There has been counseling in regard to many matters. We feel that the work will take a new start, and as we look at fields about Kooranbong, we feel deeply the necessity of setting in operation methods of labor which shall give attention to the poor sheep who have no shepherd but one, Jesus Christ. The sheep are scattered all over the country. There is work to be done at Newcastle. There has not been ministerial labor there, and our publications have been sold all through Newcastle and Maitland. There should be no delay in this matter, and in 2 weeks we leave to attend the camp meeting in Queensland. We are praying for guidance and for wisdom to know how to move. Sunnyside, Kooranbong. Slept until 2:30. Prepared at once and wrote many pages. Sarah and Sister Graham left for Newcastle upon business. We had counsel in regard to the matter of the land. The light given me is that building lots should not be sold upon the nigh premises for our ministers or physicians to build their houses. We need the whole land from the school buildings to the Maitland Road. We need it in order to have fruit trees planted and ornamental trees to beautify the place as much as possible. There must be farming land, for it is the Lord's will that the school farm shall be an object lesson to teach spiritual things. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9.
We must be constantly giving lessons to students how to work the land to produce fruitful gardens, how to fell the trees that must come down, how to frame houses with solid foundations. Cisterns must be made intelligently to hold a supply of water. The water received into the tanks is to be conducted to a well, and that well prepared to contain a large supply of water. There should be more than one well near the sanitarium, and wells near the school buildings and the restaurant to supply water for cooking purposes. Solid made wells with pumps for convenience in supplying water for all buildings. In every movement made, understand that all these preparations are your lesson book. Your success or failure will be in the education of your students, who shall go forth as missionaries to foreign countries to bring their intelligence of building, of cultivating the land, of providing water from the Lord's skies to be preserved for times of drought in countries where is dearth of water. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. Commenced my writing at 3 o'clock, after seeking the Lord most earnestly in prayer. The promise is, ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Matthew 7, verse 7, 8. I wrote 15 pages, and read articles which had been written for papers, and articles written upon Christian education. Had important interview with Elder Haskell, Elder Daniels, W.C. White, and Elder Starr in reference to important matters of future labor in various fields. How shall we best locate our workers is the question to be settled. We were obliged to break up abruptly. Sarah and I went in the platform wagon to take parties to the depot to take the train and to bring back feed for the horses. At the station, I exchanged to ride up to Kurenbong with Sisters Haskell and Malcolm. We had a very pleasant visit. At 7 o'clock, went to Dora Creek with W.C. White, Brother Daniels and wife and child, who boarded the cars for Sydney, and Sister Graham. Sister Graham and I rode back to Sunnyside. It was a perfect evening. The new moon was shining clear and beautiful. The air was soft and agreeable, and we felt in no hurry to go indoors. There is coming and going to the station every day, taking some who have come to visit Kurenbong and bringing others coming to Kurenbong. There is very much important business to be settled at this time. The manufacturing of health foods is to be located here at Kurenbong. All this means business. Then the Canvassers Institute is here. The close of the school term of our school is an important matter. Summer school will commence in a few weeks, and the Lord will help us in this work. We believe it. We expect discouragements will come in to teach us all the positive need of looking unto God for daily wisdom and physical health, and spiritual health, which Christ alone can bestow. The Lord is good. Sunnyside, Kurenbong. Slept longer than usual until 3:30. Then I wrote quite a little matter upon the parables, Luke 15, the lost sheep and the lost piece of silver. I spoke in the school chapel. Elder Haskell opened with prayer. The seats were well filled. I spoke to them from John 6, Christ is the bread of life. The Lord gave me much freedom, and I am so much blessed in considering this chapter and how much it means to us. In the afternoon at 3:30, Brother and Sister Starr accompanied me to the church, and there was a small number of sisters assembled to listen to remarks made. Elder Starr opened the meeting with prayer, and we had appropriate singing. As it was warm, the seats and table were brought out upon the shady side of the house and we there had a precious little meeting. I talked to mothers of the duty of properly educating their children. Sarah was called to visit a sick woman from Sydney. She went to Dora Creek, and then a boat took her across the creek to a very nice house, rented for a time, in the hope that the sick woman could obtain relief by the atmosphere. Attention will have to be given to this case. Sarah did not return until past 8 o'clock p.m. W.C. White did not come from Sydney. Elder Starr and May White went with the carriage for them, for others will come with him. We need to counsel together at every movement made, for the Lord would have this place an object lesson for many places. We seek counsel of God, and then managers are appointed in the school and managers appointed on the land. Several teachers in the school are at the head of the labor outside to plan and educate by their own example, giving lessons on how to prepare the soil to put in the seed to raise the crops. We shall see the results of these labors upon the farm in the future. For the present, it proves a blessing in providing exercise. Sunnyside, Currumbong. I slept from 8:30 until nearly 2:30 in the morning. Then I dressed and sought the Lord in prayer and went at my work of writing. The wind is blowing hard. We are pressing in the writing. Sister Peck has been reading chapters and making some corrections for publication. Sister Peck is going through my writings for years and selecting items of importance for publication. It is no small matter to gather up the fragments that nothing be lost and arrange in order for the press. This matter is a particular one and an important matter. Our people need all we have in relation to this work of proper education. It is impressed upon my mind night and day. Our school must be a model school for others who shall establish schools in Australia. Every movement we make must tell. There are side issues constantly coming up that have to be met and handled, but the outcome, I am instructed, must come before the people who have to go over similar ground in new places. Here stands in Currumbong a school that was located in the woods in Avondale, in a forest and away from all cities, away from saloons. Here we purchase the land, and everything must be done after the perfect similitude given at every point by directions from the Lord. The truth must be held most sacred in its true bearings, and the Lord will be glorified. We will not heed the lo here and lo there, Mark 13, verse 21, that will come in every place. But we will hear the divine teacher and sow the seeds which will produce a harvest. The Lord has given us success amid the most discouraging circumstance to hinder the work that it should not prosper. But the Lord gave victory.